Hi, this is Teacher Jennifer from U.S. Citizenship Podcast. Happy Hispanic Heritage Month. Constitution Week festivities are over, and we're gearing up for the election season. Today, we are going to listen to an interview based on the N-400 plus 10 civics questions about elections and voting. This interview was inspired by a visit by two representatives from the Santa Clara Registrar of Voters. They came out and talked to our students about the rights and responsibilities of voting. Let's get started.
Explain how you are eligible to become a U.S. citizen.
I have had a legal permanent residency card for more than 5 years.
What is your current legal name?
Jessica Sanchez.
What is the date of your permanent residence?
June 4, 2011.
What is the country of your birth?
Mexico.
Where do you reside?
394 Great Mall Street, number 8, Milpitas, California, 95035.
Was your mother or father a U.S. citizen before your 18th birthday?
My parents were not U.S. citizens before I was 18.
What is your source of income?
I practice law full-time.
Have you taken any trips outside the U.S. in the past 5 years?
I went to Mexico twice.
What is your current marital status?
I am divorced.
Do you have any children?
I have two adopted kids.
Have you ever claimed to be a U.S. citizen?
No.
What is claimed to be a U.S. citizen?
To lie about your immigration status.
Have you ever failed to file your taxes?
No.
What is failed to file taxes?
Not send my tax forms.
Have you ever voted in the U.S.?
No.
What is vote?
To choose a new leader or law.
Have you ever registered to vote in the United States?
No.
What is register to vote?
Signed up to vote at Registrar of Voters.
Have you ever been a terrorist?
No.
What is terrorism?
A terrorist uses a gun or a bomb to hurt innocent people.
Have you ever committed a crime?
No.
What is to commit a crime?
To do something that was against the law.
Have you ever sold or smuggled illegal drugs?
No.
What are illegal drugs?
Narcotics such as heroin and cocaine.
Have you ever been a habitual drunkard?
No.
What is habitual drunkard?
To drink alcohol every day and get sick.
Do you support the Constitution and our form of government?
Yes.
What is our form of government?
A representative democracy.
Are you willing to take the full oath of allegiance?
Yes.
What is allegiance?
A promise to be loyal to the United States.
Are you willing to perform non-combatant services for the Army?
Yes.
What is a non-combatant?
To serve in the army without using a gun.
Now we're going to go to the civics questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. There are four amendments to the Constitution about who can vote. Describe one of them.
Any citizen can vote.
We elect a U.S. senator for how many years?
Six.
The U.S. House of Representatives has how many voting members?
435.
Name your U.S. representative.
Mike Honda.
We elect a president for how many years?
4 years.
In what month do we vote for president?
November.
What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
vote in a federal election.
Name one right only for United States citizens.
Run for a federal office.
How old do citizens have to be to vote for president?
18 years and older.
What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy?
Run for office and vote.
Perfect. Thank you so much. What is your name?
Isabel.
What is your job here?
I support the Latino community. I translate.
How long have you been doing that?
I started 1999.
1998. Okay, good. Do you have any advice that you would like to give our students in Spanish about voting?
I would say because then you are participating in the decision-making process.
Okay.
And you can count.
Well, that's great. Can you say that in Spanish for our students?
Ser participar en el proceso de votar para que sean tenidos en cuenta.
Thanks to the students and staff of Milpitas Adult School. A special thanks goes out to the officers from the Santa Clara County Office of the Registrar of Voters. Please contact your local Registrar of Voters to see if they can come to your adult school. Also, special thanks goes out to Isabel, who is the Milpitas Unified School District liaison to the Hispanic community. Please visit us on the web at uscitizenpod.com, where you can subscribe to us on iTunes, download our iPod and Android app, and also buy our new ebook, Citizenship Bootcamp. Thanks for listening. I know you will be a great American citizen. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.